Well, hello there, top teachers. We are your hosts, Michelle Emerson.
And Bridget Spackman, and we are here to make your life easier by helping you master your time, organization, and productivity as a teacher.
Believe it or not, 2023 is already over halfway done. And what? That might have just really stressed you out. But we figured it was time for another goal check-in because not only are Bridget and I accountability buddies, but we feel like you're our little accountability buddy too. So in this episode, we are going to chat about how our progress toward our quarterly goals is going.
But first, we're going to listen to a TSH from Naomi, which is my sister's name as well. But Naomi says, I always feel like I am behind on marking. I'm a high school English teacher and a busy sports mom and never feel like I can make time for marking those writing assignments. I feel so bad for my students because I'm almost 2 months behind schedule. Mm-hmm. I try making a power list, but my to-dos just keep getting longer and more overwhelming. In class, we are expected to work one-on-one with students, and my prep, I usually am asking to cover for teachers that are away. How on earth do I ever catch up? It feels like I am drowning. Mm.
So it sounds to me, Naomi, like, I don't know. I don't want to say that you're making it more difficult than it needs to be, but I think sometimes when you get backed up, either you have to just take something off of your plate where you're like, okay, this set of assignments, I'm just not going to grade them. I know I've had those moments. Or you need to really simplify the task so that you can get it done quickly without it taking too much time. Now, we're obviously responding to this in the summer, so most likely this would be something you could implement next school year. But an idea for writing assignments. I think what makes them so difficult to grade is that you feel like you have to leave very detailed feedback. And that feedback is powerful for students, but you don't want it to suck away too much of your time. So first of all, you should be using a rubric and you can just be able to circle things on the rubric to give feedback to your students. But you might also want to leave them actual feedback on like specific parts of their writing. And if that's the case, I suggest using what I'm going to call like a comment bank. So for writing, we tend to leave a lot of the same comments again and again, whether it's grammatical or structural, whatever. So if you at the beginning of the year type up a list of these comments that you frequently give for writing assignments and you give each one a code, like let's say you number them like 1 through 20, you can give students a copy of this at the beginning of the year. They can glue it in a notebook and it becomes a reference for them. So when you're grading these, instead of writing out the comment, you could just write the number 4 and students will then look at that, you know, cheat sheet of, okay, what does a 4 mean? And they can get that feedback without you having to write it every single time. And that might allow you to get through some of those writing assignments a little bit faster. The other piece of this is obviously like if you're getting pulled from your prep time, I mean, A, that's not fair to you. And I would even look into your contract to see what amount of time you are guaranteed to have for planning. But there are certain things out of your control. And so I would even go to my admin to be like, hey, here's what's happening. I'm getting asked to cover classes and I'm behind on my grading. What would you like me to do about that? And that way it kind of puts the problem into someone else's hands for them to give you feedback. Bridget, yeah. What are your thoughts?
No, I think all of your thoughts are really great. And so I'm just going to add into what Michelle has said. I think going back to that rubric, having a rubric that's very specific to the writing assignment that you have is going to be really important. So if you're utilizing a generic rubric, it's not going to have the specific characteristics that you're looking for in their writing for that moment of time that year, okay? Because it's going to take kids a lot of time. It's a scaffolded process for writing to really develop those skills throughout that school year. So you have to think, okay, if I'm working on personal narratives or creative narratives, what are those characteristics that I really want to be able to see? And so build your rubric that way, which by the way, if you haven't used ChatGPT for building rubrics, go check it out. Holy moly, changes your life. But then the other piece that I'm going to add to that is that if you're already meeting one-on-one with students, then you already have an idea of what their writing looks like. Mm. So you shouldn't have to go back and reread everything. And so if you're adding notes to their writing specifically, I think this is something that you can do in a conference where you're meeting one-on-one with them, have that conversation with them versus you writing it down. So again, using Michelle's idea of having that bank where you can just write numbers would be great. But you're also going to be able to grade more quickly because, again, you know where your students are. You've already seen what their writing can do. And if you have the opportunity, this is my last one, to utilize a learner management system, do it. So one of the things that I did with Schoology is that I would record audio feedback for my students because it was easy. I could very easily hit record. I can spew out my thoughts to them, and then we could have a conversation about it a little bit later on versus me sitting there trying to type it. So take a hold of that technology if you have it and definitely utilize it to your advantage.
Yeah, that was so good. Okay. So we said this in the last goal check-in episode, which was episode 158, but I am saying it again. This is a judgment-free zone, okay? We're not perfect people. And as I said that, it made me think of that song, The Reason by Hoobastank. Do you know that song, Bridget?
No, of course not. Okay. What's wrong with you?
Let me just say, that was my song in elementary school. I'd listen to it in the car. You know, rain is dripping down the window and I'm being moody, even though I'm 10 years old and have no real problems in the world. But as we check in with these goals, I am telling you right now, there will be some that we have made almost no progress toward, okay? Judgment-free zone.
Don't hate. But we are sharing this with you all because it is a good reminder to reevaluate your goals for the year. Too often, the end of the year creeps up on you and you leave it feeling like you've done very little with what you've wanted to achieve for the year. So this is your reminder to open up your planner, take some time to sit and reflect and reevaluate based on the things that are coming up and happening in your life.
So I wanted to kick us off by checking in on one of those looming projects that we shared in the very first episode where we set goals for 2023. Yeah. We both have personally finished our personal looming projects. However, we had not done anything with the looming project for Teaching on the Double. We had mentioned we wanted to create a new freebie that would be a monthly planning insert. And in the last check-in, we had not done that. Since then, I got it created. I got it posted on our website. Hallelujah.
She did it. It was like in a day, guys.
I know.
She was killing it.
But it's one of those things where I put it off for so long. And then when I actually sat down to do it, it was not that hard. But if you have not yet grabbed this free monthly planning insert, it's right on our homepage. So if you go to teachingonthedouble.com, you can either scroll down and find it, or at the top, there's a freebies button. When you click on that, it'll take you to that section of the website. But this can be used in either the tablet Google Slides. Hold on. Let's try that again. This can be used in either the tablet or the Google Slides planner. It includes both versions. It also will work in either the landscape or portrait planners. So regardless of the planner you have, this freebie will work. It's basically a chance for you to kind of reflect each month and acknowledge what you got done, but also set goals for the months ahead. So we really hope that you will enjoy that freebie. But let's look at some of the other goals that we had for like quarter one. This was part of like that, again, those not looming projects, but this was looking at like January through March. Yeah. We had said that we were going to create new inserts / stickers. So we had that freebie, but we have not created any new inserts or stickers. That just hasn't happened.
No, but you know what? It's okay because we're in a different season of life at the moment. We have had our book launches going, which that consumed a lot more time, Michelle. And you can tell me if you agree or disagree than what I originally thought it was going to take.
Agree.
Like, I honestly did not anticipate the book launches being this overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that was, we had that as our personal goals for that first quarter of like book launch. But I think we did underestimate how much we would be able to, like how much time that was going to take and then how little time we would have for other things.
Right. And we weren't completely like terrible at it. I mean, you did get that freebie posted. And so I feel like that's something. It's better than nothing. So we have made a snail's pace worth of effort to making progress there.
Yeah. So how about this? Let's take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to look at our goals that we had for quarter two. So that would be through June of this year. So this will give us a better idea of our productivity levels.
I don't know about you, Michelle, but summer is my favorite time to try out new things. Lately, I've been trying to schedule more deep work time into my day.
We are totally on the same wavelength here. I have been trying some new recipes and meal prep ideas I've seen online because summer is when I feel more relaxed and willing to try new things.
Exactly. So this is your reminder that we have a digital planner available for you to try out for free before you make any purchases.
Yes, consider this our personal invite to you to dive into the world of digital planning completely risk-free.
I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. The free planner is available for download at teachingonthedouble.com/free planners.
Now, if you love it as much as we know you will, you can then grab a fully dated version of the digital planner with even more templates and tools in our store at teachingonthedouble.com/store. But regardless, we hope you take advantage of this free offering. And now back to the episode.
Okay, so we are back from our break, and now what we're going to do is look at our goals for the next 6 months. So this is quarter two. So this is going to be that, what is that, April through June?
Yes.
Was that April through June? Oh my gosh, yes. If you guys would have seen me, I'm sitting there counting my months. But one of the goals that we had for Teaching on the Double, is merch launch.
That was ambitious of us.
I mean,
it just hasn't happened. It hasn't. I'll be 100% honest. Teaching on the Double, with the exception of still putting out the podcast episodes, has kind of taken a backseat for both of us.
It has.
Just because of things going on in our personal lives. And that's just the truth. I mean, we probably could have put in more of an effort. It just, we haven't. I mean,
so, and here's the thing, and I can't remember what podcast episode, so if you remember what podcast episode, let me know, but we had talked about just where did we want to end up going with some of the different avenues that we have going on in our careers right now, and so Teaching on the Double is a big one, but at the same time, we have been so jam-packed with other things that we've been working on and moving towards, like us individually, professionally, that it was like, okay, so we can't commit the equal amount of time to Teaching on the Double and also to our individual lives. And so I think you and I had this conversation where it was like, you know what, maybe this year Teaching on the Double just kind of gets a little bit of a backseat, and that's going to be okay until we can get a better footing for what we are doing individually and personally.
Yes, 100%. And I think that that's okay. We talk about these seasons of lives and how we have to just shift things around as needed. And ultimately, I don't want to say, I hate to admit that, like, oh, we haven't done the merch launch and all that, because I am proud of things that I've done on in other avenues. So it's a matter of just prioritizing what you need to do at that moment. I do still want to do more merch for Teaching on the Double, but it just hasn't been a priority. And it is what it is. But
no. Okay, so now we're going to talk about our individual sides, like where were our goals for us in our own careers and personally. So some of mine are going to be book release. Check, I did that. That is done. Okay. The other thing is setting up a nonprofit organization. So we have taken steps to creating a name and like identifying what our nonprofit organization is going to end up being. However, it is taking a bit of a backseat at the moment because I'm going to tell them, Michelle. Are we ready?
Okay. Yes. Drum roll.
Holy moly. Please don't come at me. Okay. I have accepted a new position as a training and consulting staff developer for the LIU in my area. So I will not be in the classroom next year, but my role, Michelle's face, you should see how much big she's smiling right now. So my role is going to be to support 3 counties, which is 25 school districts within the area that the LIU works with. And you can kind of, some of you are probably like, what in the world is an LIU? So LIU stands for Lincoln Intermediate Unit, and there are a number of them under the state of Pennsylvania. So if you think about it, you have the Department of Education as the big piece, and then you have under that the LIUs, and the LIUs work as a liaison between the Department of Education and implementing initiatives into school districts. So my role will be helping with initiatives, professional developing, coaching, mentoring, all of that with the school districts that I am specifically assigned to. So with that being said, I have not been able to focus on any of the things that I've had. So the nonprofit organization has taken a bit of a backseat. And then the streamlining products has also taken a backseat because we have also launched the Writing Bridge, which is a writing course that I have created that has detailed lessons for third through sixth grade. And they're each individual by grade level. So it's very specific. But we have launched that and I am excited for it. But because of these different things, those pieces took a back seat.
So can I just say, I am extremely proud of you, and I'm sure everyone listening is as well. I just think this is a really good move for you, and I'm excited for all the teachers you will be working with because they are so lucky to have you in that role, because I don't think, you know, so often the individuals in those types of roles haven't even been in a classroom. Like, I know I've had that personally.
That is truth. There is truth to that.
Yeah. And so I am very excited for you. I think it's a fantastic move for you. You are going to do phenomenal in that role. And I'm also excited because you hadn't told me that you were going to, you know, announce
yeah.
it. You know, Bridget and I obviously talk about these things, but then I have to kind of keep hush hush until she like releases it on social media.
I know.
And so, well, I'm excited that you shared it.
The time that I'm recording this, like, everything is pretty much a done deal. Like, I still have to get board approved, but that is it's just something that has to get done, but there's nothing that's going to stop the process from happening.
Right.
So, like, my old school district already knows about it. Like, everybody knows. I've already released it out to everyone. So,
right.
It's out there in the world.
Yay. And I think it's also important to recognize sometimes opportunities come up that you maybe didn't foresee. You know, when we set these goals at the beginning of the year, you had no idea that this was going to be the case.
And I didn't even know it was a job.
Right.
I had no idea that this was even a job. It was just different situations that were happening that brought me to, oh, this is a position, like, this is like a legit thing.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that sometimes you have to shift gears, and that's okay, because ultimately, I don't know. I mean, I'm a believer in things happening for a reason. And even if it's not what you thought was going to be the case, like, good will come of it. And
yeah.
So even though other things have had to take the back seat, I think that the driver's seat that you're in right now is going to send you down a lovely road.
It's
that came together beautifully.
That was very nice. But it is definitely going to be a learning process this upcoming year. And yeah, I mean, all of it is just going to be very interesting. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
All right, yay. Michelle, what about you?
Well, so what's funny is I'm looking at what I had for quarter two, and then we're also going to talk about, like, what's coming up. So, like, yeah. Our goals for quarter three. And I kind of, like, flip-flop these almost. So what I had as my goal for quarter two, so that April to June time, I had put new teacher mentorship / support ? Which I have been doing in certain roles. So I've been doing this book club with my first class teaching book. And so I've been working with a lot of new teachers for that. I also have started doing more, like, consulting work, and I'm looking to build that into my website where people can, like, basically sign up for consulting if they're interested.
I didn't realize this, Michelle.
Well, yeah, we haven't really talked about that.
I knew you've been doing some consulting things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't know that this was going to be like a thing.
Well,
guys, I'm great with words right now.
I think it's going to be a thing. I'm not positive, though. I'm still, it's
going
that whole imposter syndrome.
I know.
But at least I've kind of gotten some gears moving. However, I have been more so focused on my goal for quarter three. Like, I've been working on that early. So that has kind of taken precedence. So if anything, I've more so kind of flip-flopped my goals for quarter two and quarter three, which is fine. So if we want to go ahead and move into those kind of coming goals for quarter
absolutely.
Three. So first of all, teaching on the double, I'm looking at this. That ain't happening.
That is not happening.
Our goal was to offer a new workshop. I just don't see any way, shape, or form, because no. I know personally, and this wasn't something I had on my goals,
your
but it's going to take
wild.
I have so many PDs coming up late summer, like July, August, September, that is just going to really be my focus. So there is no way that workshop is going to happen for teaching double.
It is not going to happen. And especially with me moving into a new position.
Yeah, like, there's no way.
I can't do that.
No. But let's just throw out there. So anyone listening, when is this episode going up?
This is going
the 20th.
Up. Yep.
Oh, well, then this will have already taken place by the time this goes up. But y'all know Bridget is coming to visit me in July, and we are going to do a meetup here in Austin, just a little coffee shop that's kind of by the lake. And we're going to, you know, anyone who wants to come and just say hi or have us sign books, whatever. So I know it's not a workshop, but it is like kind of an event-ish for Teaching on the Double. I feel like that it can kind of get grouped in.
It definitely can. We can make that work for this.
Yes. Okay. How about you personally? So if you want to share what you had versus what really is going to be your focus. Happen.
Yeah. So one of the things that I had was a launch for live PD for Building the Literacy Block. And this is more of a book promotion, and that's not going to end up happening. Unfortunately, because of the new position, I have to do in-service for teachers. And so my job is to put the in-service on. And that is going to be August 8th, 9th, and 10th, right before I have to go to Houston. There's no possible way that I'm going to be able to get that done. But I have been very proud because my Bridging Literacy community, I have created like a summer workshop list of events for the entire summer. So these are already pre-scheduled. So I've done some batch plannings that I'm going to do with my teachers. I have some PDs that I'm going to be doing with them. I also have some other different sessions that they've like specifically requested. So small groups, differentiation, that type of thing, that are going to be little nuggets of just PD that they're going to need. Plus, yet again, I did the writing bridge, which is going to be my writing course that I have launched. And so that's going to be just finalizing towards this month or this time frame, like around August. I should be getting that finished up. And then I'll relaunch it again. So that's going to be my primary goal, is one, getting acquainted with my new position, learning the ropes there, continuing the support that I'm providing in Bridging Literacy community, and then also relaunching. So if you're interested in the writing course, definitely go and check it out on my website.
Yeah. And again, I think it's okay to sometimes shift gears and to realize, okay, that goal that I had doesn't resonate with me anymore or doesn't work with my schedule.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and you know, one of the very interesting things, especially when it comes to our business, is that, and it goes into teaching as well, is that we have to listen to the needs of the people that we work for or that we serve, right? We listen to the needs of our students and then we make tweaks and adjustments. We're listening to the needs of our followers. And so one of those needs was this writing course and really needing a structured writing format, lesson plans detailed out, everything to support them in teaching authentic and rigorous writing. Yeah. And so I decided to shift gears, and I think that's okay.
Yep. I completely agree.
Yeah. What about you?
So this is what I had as my goal for quarter three. However, it kind of started in quarter two.
Yeah.
So I had said that I wanted to build more of a like resource database on my website. And this has been an idea I've had for a very long time, but I kept putting off because it seemed so daunting. And I will say it is daunting, but I finally took steps to starting. And now that I have started it, I am very motivated to keep building it because I'm proud of what I'm creating.
It is so awesome, guys. I cannot wait for you guys to see this.
So basically, now on my website, I've been redesigning my website. When you go to it, up at the top, you'll see a button that says tech, or if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a section that says technology. You can also go straight to pocketfulofprimary.com/tech. And I am building, like organizing all of my resources and ideas and tutorials by the different like websites and apps. So I'm starting with all things Google. So right now, if you go there, you will see like all the different Google apps. So it's like Google Slides, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Chrome. And when you click on it, you then will see a list of tutorials, you'll see a list of resources, and then kind of ideas of like, here's how you can use those resources and those tutorials within your practice. And I've been building that out, and it's a lot because I'm building every single like web page and then the pages within the pages, and it's taking time, but I'm very, very proud of how it's coming together. And my hope is that it will be helpful for teachers who need support with certain technology pieces or are just curious. Like maybe you're tech savvy, but you're like, hey, what else can I learn? And so it will be a place that you can go and easily find the information you need, because on YouTube, even though I have playlists of like, hey, here's all my tech videos, it still gets challenging to find what you need. And this will just be a much more clean and easy to follow way to direct people to that information. So this past week, especially, I've been really focused on building those web pages and trying to make progress. And it's coming together little by little.
Yeah. And it's also something to kind of just admit that as we go into this quarter three, and I know you've started working on this, but emphasizing the point that we don't want to add too many things to our plate as we go into quarter three, because quarter three is going to be our busiest time of life. Like you are going to be traveling so much doing PDs that you don't necessarily have that open space to be able to commit to all of the other things that you want to commit to. So it's nice that you've already started this and you're going to continue that work and hopefully be able to get that done without feeling as though you're adding so much to your plate.
Yeah. And thankfully, this is the type of thing where, because there are so many pages and everything involved, that, for example, if I'm on a flight, I could sit and just build out one of the pages and I can do it a little bit at a time, but I've at least taken steps to get it started. Because a lot of times I think that's what's hardest with these goals is like just building that momentum. And once you have it, you can kind of ride that momentum for a while.
Yeah, for sure. So we hope that you guys have really enjoyed listening to this process. And I have personally really enjoyed going through this process with all of you and also Michelle, and just looking at like, what is it that I'm wanting to achieve? And it's so interesting, like looking back at the goals that I've set for myself at the beginning of the year and how it has absolutely changed. But it's also really important that we stop and we recognize our accomplishments that we've done, because I think we don't do that enough. We live in this society where we are moving on to the next thing. And it's like, we have to learn to stop and celebrate our wins and the things that we've already accomplished so that we can recognize that we are doing great work. We just don't pay attention to it enough. So go back and listen to some of the other episodes that we've done when it comes to our goal setting process. 158 is going to be tackling the year ahead, and it's what are our plans. And this is where we initially set up our goals for the entire year. And then 170 was our goal check-in, a chat with our accountability bunny, and an honest look at our progress, where we talked about quarter one goals. So head over there, check those out, and listen to those.
So I'm going to wrap up this episode. Poor Bridget has had to do it the past two, and I feel like it always falls on Bridget. So my turn to close us out. First of all, if you have not already, head over to teachingonthedouble.com. As I mentioned, we have that new freebie available for you, the monthly planning inserts. You can find it right there on the homepage. You can also click TSH at the top and go ahead and submit your current time-sucking hurdle for the chance to be featured in a future episode. Whether you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would love for you to subscribe to the podcast. That way, it will notify you every time we drop a new episode. It's completely free to subscribe. It just is a way for you to support our content and be able to help us get into the ears of so many more teachers. You can also support us by leaving a review, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. With that review, we do use it to kind of dictate what future content we put out. We really appreciate the feedback, and we just get big smiles on our faces every time we read them. So thank you so much if you have already done that. And if you haven't, it only takes a few seconds. And until next time, be timely,
stay organized,
and be productive.
Bye-bye.
See ya.